English Reading Practice, Exercise 17, Goal Setting Blueprint, Step 3, Intermediate Level. Be sure to watch the introductory video to learn how to use synchronized reading. See the link in the description below. And just a quick reminder, continually improve your English. Click the subscribe button, the bell icon, and then all. So let's begin the reading. Step 3. To reach goals, bypass resistance and gather assistance. If you see roadblocks up ahead on a journey, you take a diversion. No one in their right mind would just drive on and hit the obstacle head on, just hoping they get through. To successfully navigate a roadblock, a person needs to keep calm and think clearly. A positive attitude is also essential, which helps a person avoid getting overwhelmed or discouraged. Focusing on a solution or way around the roadblock is important, rather than concentrating on the roadblock or problem itself. Remember, roadblocks are a natural part of the journey, and each one you successfully navigate gives you confidence to overcome the next. Momentum builds. Bypass resistance. If you are going to successfully reach goals, you need to write down a list of potential obstacles you may face. Reflecting on past experiences can help. What barriers prevented you from achieving goals in the past? Could those same barriers present roadblocks for current goals? Identify internal and external factors that could hinder your progress. Are there people who won't understand your goal and discourage you? Do physical limitations or unfavorable circumstances stand in your way? Could a lack of resources or skills sabotage your goal-achieving efforts? List them, analyze them, and develop a strategy. With a roadblock, you can turn off before you get there, or go over, under, and around. Do the same with obstacles that may seem to make it impossible for you to reach the goals you have set. Is there any way you can bypass the objects of resistance you are likely to face? Preparation like this is invaluable. If and when you reach the obstacle, you know what to do. Be willing to adapt your original plan. Be flexible and creative, finding alternative solutions or paths forward. In other words, formulate a contingency plan so you can move ahead and reach the goals you have set. Gather assistance. At the same time, it is important to identify the knowledge you will need to acquire, or the people or organizations that could give you essential help. Research the subject and educate yourself. Become knowledgeable on what you are trying to achieve. Assess the resources, skills, and support system available to you. Do you personally know people who have accomplished what you are seeking? Talk to them. Get input. Ask, how did they do it? Can you link up with other persons in that field? What organizations exist with support or information you could use? The internet is almost a bottomless ocean of knowledge. Through persistence, you can find almost anything you need to know. Seek guidance from mentors, coaches, or experts in your chosen field. Look for support groups or online forums and communities in your area of interest. You can form accountability partnerships or join mastermind groups with individuals who share similar goals. Working together and sharing progress, holding each other accountable, can provide the support and encouragement you need to overcome resistance and disappointments. Utilize technology by exploring goal-setting apps and tools which can provide structure, reminders, and progress tracking to keep you focused and motivated. So, to reach goals, bypass resistance and gather assistance. Including these two elements in your goal setting can make the difference between a failed attempt at the target and a bullseye. Next, step 4. Goal planning. Use deadlines as lifelines. That is the end of the reading. Be sure to check the goal setting resources in the description below. And when you're ready, go to the next video in the Goal Setting Blueprint series. Has this video helped you? Then like, share, or comment now. And build a powerful English vocabulary with my free course on Udemy. Go to goodenglish.online.